Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to start off with some music from the great Jimmy McGriff and Hank Crawford. These two made some great music together and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Tapioca. That was Jimmy McGriff featuring Hank Crawford opening up this edition of In Transition with Tapioca. And let's stick with another organist of note, Richard Grooves Holm. And Richard recorded in 1991 this tune called Grooves Groove, and it features Greg Bandy, Henry Taylor, Jimmy Witherspoon, and Odetta. It was recorded in 1991, Grooves Groove. Thank you. Another example of a swinging organist that was Richard Groove Holmes with Groove's Groove, recorded in 1991 in New York City. Let's listen to some music now from one of my favorite drummers. His name is Max Roach, and we're going to listen to something called Pies of Quincy. Now, in this case, pies are what cymbal makers call cymbals, and Quincy is not Quincy Jones, but Quincy, Massachusetts, where the Zildjian factory, which is the most famous cymbal plant in the world, is located. Now, this is an incredible piece because Max demonstrates his cymbal skills in the piece, and in the process, he also shows how conversational he can make his solos. It's almost a dialogue among the cymbals, and over the years, this is what has made Max Roach who he is. Also featured in the band, we have Booker Little on trumpet, one of my favorites, and someone who unfortunately died way too young. Arthur Davis on bass, George Coleman on tenor sax, and Ray Draper is on tuba.
Thank you.
Buddy Rich Big Band on CHUO-FM with Machine, featuring on drums Rod Morgenstein. Now let me explain this a little bit. After Buddy Rich passed away, the Big Band continued playing, and they released, at least to my knowledge, two CDs, Burning for Buddy. They were entitled Burning for Buddy 1 and 2, a tribute to the music of Buddy Rich. And what we just heard was Machine, and that was one of the more popular tunes that Buddy did in concert. As I said before, Rod Morgenstein was on drums, and we heard a solo there from Walt Weisskopf. And before that, some music from another great drummer, Max Roach, from his album Award-Winning Drummer and Pies of Quincy. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from an interesting flautist. Her name is Nika Rechto, and this is from her album Liquid Love. I'm going to play for you something that Nika wrote. It's called Remember the Deer. Thank you.
that old black magic.
Magic.
Having some fun there on the Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer, great composition, That Old Black Magic. And we heard Pali Mikkelberg on trumpet and on bass, one of the great bassists, Niels Henning Orsted Petersen. And that's from their album Homage, Once Upon a Time. And just before that, we heard some music from Nika Risto from her album Liquid Love and Remember the Deer, a beautiful flautist currently residing in the States, and I believe she has some other recordings to her credit. Now, it's not very often in the world of jazz that you listen to a jazz bassoonist. Well, I'm going to play for you someone who has been recording on the bassoon for quite a while and recording some really good jazz at that. His name is Michael Rabinowitz, and this particular album features John Hicks on piano, Ira Coleman on bass, and Steve Johns is on drums. The album is entitled Gabriel's Balloon, and we're going to listen to something that was written by Michael, and it's entitled Spoons.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a beautiful composition entitled Carney, dedicated to the great baritone sax player Harry Carney, who played for many years with Duke Ellington. And performing on that last number was Cecil Payne and the quartet, featuring on bass Stafford James, on guitar Joe Carter, Richard Wyans, a beautiful pianist who's certainly one of my favorites, has a nice touch to his playing, was on piano. Recorded in 1985 in New York City. And again, the album is entitled Casbah. And just before that, Michael Rabinovich on bassoon from his album Gabriel's Balloon, and we heard Spoons. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And we're going to continue now with another great guitarist, Joe Pass. And this is from his album, My Song. It's recorded live, and we'll listen to Fats Waller's Jitterbug Waltz. was music from Bob Mincer, and we heard a swinging version of I Hear a Rhapsody that was taken from his album Spectrum and featuring many musicians, including Randy Brecker, Peter Erskine on drums, Lincoln Goines, Frankie Malaby, Keith O'Quinn, John Riley, Pete Yellen. Marvin Stamm was even on this session, one of my favorite trumpet players. And quite a few other musicians took part as well. And just before that, we heard some music from guitarist Joe Pass from his album My Song and Fats Waller's Jitterbug Waltz. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. We're going to listen now to another baritone sax player before we played Cecil Payne. And now we're going to listen to some Jerry Mulligan. And this is a composition that was written by Johnny Mandel entitled Barbara's Theme. And it features Conti Condoli on trumpet. We also have, among others, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. Gene Quill is on alto sax and clarinet. Bob Donovan is on this session, as well as Gene Allen. Buddy Clark's on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, with a fine arrangement from Johnny Mandel himself, recorded November 60th in Milan, Italy.
Thank you. Thank you.
lovely arrangement of My One and Only Love, written by Guy B. Wood, and featuring Don Menza on tenor sax. That was taken from Louis Belson and his jazz orchestra from his album East Side Suite. And just before that, we heard Jerry Mulligan from 1960, recorded in Milan, Italy, and we heard Barbara's Theme. Well, here's some music from the BBC Big Band Orchestra, with either Barry Forge or Roland Shaw as the conductor. Now, I don't have the notes here on who exactly is conducting. Oh, yeah, here we go. Roland Shaw is conducting the big band on The Very Thought of You. was music from Wynton Marsalis in his early days, and we heard One by One. And just before that, we heard The Very Thought of You from the BBC Big Band Orchestra. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're just about to wind things down on In Transition. We have about 40 minutes left, but that doesn't mean we don't have a lot of jazz left to play. So let's get into some music from Stan Getz and his version of Charlie Parker's Billy's Bounce. Thank you. You're listening to CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Such a tasteful pianist. That was music from Ahmad Jamal with It's the Good Life. And before that, we heard a swinging version of Billy's Bounce from the great tenor sax player Stan Getz. And that particular number was recorded in 1980 in France. Here's some music from another tenor sax great who's still with us and still blowing hard and free and creating as he goes along, Johnny Griffin with Hushabye. We just listened to some music from Dizzy Gillespie and Dave Brubeck, and we also, in that last set, had some music from Joni Griffin, Ahmad Jamal, Stan Getz, and Wynton Marsalis earlier on. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.